now. So how is, I suppose, tell me your feeling about the study then, Micheál.
Look, this is fantastic news. If you look at this initiative from ATU in conjunction with the Donegal County Council, Udras na Gaeltachta, I guess, Ireland, that they're now starting on Monday. And I would encourage both island communities, Ilan Aran Mór, agus Ilan Harry, to engage with this study now being undertaken by ATU, looking at the impacts of tourism on both of the two main or the larger populated islands in West Donegal. I know myself, I do believe that tourism is something that can benefit a community, but we also need to look at the wider aspects and impacts of tourism. It's easy to talk about the benefits of it when you look at the beauty of the islands, if you look at both the lighthouses, the culture, the language, and just the people itself and the landscape and the terrain and all that. And that's an easy enough sell. But I think there's a lot deeper the aspect to it that we need to look at. We need to look at it, how it impacts our communities in terms of socially, economically, environmentally, how it does impact on our everyday living. How do we, we'll say, as a community, say, on both of the islands, benefit from tourism if we're not benefiting from it financially, say? So if there's a percentage of the island population benefit economically from it, but yet there's another section that doesn't, how does that impact on them in terms of, you know, the footfall of the islands per year, the increase in prices, say, maybe, the environmental aspect it has on it, and also how does it impact on our language and how we generally live? And I think all this study, all these impacts are important, and I'm really encouraged to hear that the study will be taking place now, and it is over a period of time from the EU. But I think when I can only talk for myself, but when trying to engage on some of the committees that I'm involved with within the islands, on the Donegal County Council, I think that maybe there's a more of a focus on how the benefit from the islands are from a tourist perspective economically. And I just think that we need to take a more holistic approach to it and look at the benefits and acknowledging and making sure that the negatives aren't being forgotten and they're taken on board. So I would very much welcome this, and I would be asking the Boat Island community to engage the Luan Sugan agus the March Sugan and the study.
And it does sound like it's going to be quite, it's going to take in the public's opinion then. It's going to be, and it's going to be talking to people on the ground there to find out how they're feeling and I suppose how it impacts their summer.
Yeah, I think so, and it's a longer period. There's fantastic work being happening on the islands from the cooperatives that are on the islands and other communities, groups and services. So there's a lot of fantastic work happening, but this is an opportunity for every single person from young to old to have a say, to look to the future generation. And instead of just seeing tourism as something that puts money into a small percentage of people's pockets, how does this benefit us overall, or does it even benefit us overall? And now's the opportunity to have that conversation and put it and have it evidence-based.